Sitting here at lunch with John Rennie and Brian Mallow, and could you guys give me a little preview of your workshop later today?
Well, it's called, I think it's called the Punchlines and Perils, or Perils and Punchlines of science humor.
Science, something like that.
We're very unclear. Maybe you could tell us about our session. And we hope to... It's not intended to be an entertainment session, but it's more about how to use and perhaps not use humor in communicating science.
Yeah, I think one of the points, and it's sort of obvious to anyone, is that if you look at any of the really great science communicators, they almost all have some element of humor that they bring in. Sometimes it's very dry and understated. In some cases, it's much, you know, bigger and obvious, and they're really going hard for punchlines. But there's, you know, obviously a certain level of real skill that's involved in being able to cultivate the right kind of humor for the right sort of audience and finding something that works for you as the person telling all this.
It's interesting that you would even put it that way, because the perception of scientists is not what you just said. It's the opposite. And I get asked a lot, do scientists have a sense of humor? And to which I actually think they get a bad rap, and that in my experience, scientists more than almost any other profession, they've maintained their childlike wonder with the universe, and they have this passion. It's like, you don't hear people saying, do lawyers have a sense of humor? Do accountants have a sense of humor? And yet, I think that I would be more likely to ask that.
Yeah, I mean, morticians have a sense of humor. So, I mean, I think what's... But that said, it's still not the case that everybody who has a sense of humor necessarily is successful in being able to convey that sense of humor and make things funny for different audiences. And, I mean... What's going to be challenging about all of this is we're really opening this up to a discussion. I think one of the best things about it being an unconference is it's not like we have any great final answers on this. It's swapping hints and different ideas that people have for doing this, because there are no clear final answers on this, I think.
And what are some of your favorite science jokes, or what are some of the... Can you tell us, like, one or two? Do you have, like, a scientist walks into a bar?
Well, you know, I mean, it's funny you would even say that, because I actually do. Now, that's the kind of corniest form that you even suggest. But I found myself in a situation where I had to develop a lot of humor for a show. I was asked to do a comedy show about infectious disease. And that's why I started doing some bar jokes, because it's like, oh my God, how do I come up with this? And so I actually have a couple that fit that format. Like, two bacteria walk into a bar. The bartender says, we don't serve bacteria in this bar. The bacteria say, but we work here. We're staff.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, but nice. I wouldn't hate for that to be considered representative of my entire routine, which doesn't rely all of
it, as it were.
Yeah, as it were. But, you know, because other stuff is just trying to be, you know, I take a good example of what John was talking about, too. Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's one of our most visible science communicators, and I've seen him perform live, and I came out of there thinking he is a science comedian. He's never sacrificing the message and the science that he's trying to communicate, but he's funny and very vivacious throughout the whole thing. He's so passionate and funny throughout the whole thing, but it's never at the expense of communicating good science.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's very funny. The natural thing is to think in terms of, well, what are really good science jokes? But I think a lot of the time, if we do look at a lot of the people who are best at having some sort of science humor, it's rarely built around jokes per se. I mean, I think that's one of the things that's very tough about what Brian does as a science comedian, is going up and having you tell jokes in that situation. A lot of time in the context of science communications, it's a way of finding the humor that is inside. Sort of retroactively, it may be a joke, but, you know, it works so naturally out of the situation that it doesn't have the same sort of classic setup punchline structure, maybe.
And have you done this before at Science Online or at any other conferences, or is this your first time doing this workshop?
Actually, last year was my first time at this. John, you've been to the conference a number of times.
This is my second time here to Science Online, but
okay.
I have not done anything on this topic before.
I actually did. So last year was my first year, and Joanne Manister, the